Time now for your letters. First, two corrections. A couple of listeners wrote in to say Doyle McManus erred when he said Senator Richard Durbin is giving back tens of thousands of dollars from associates of convicted lobbyist Jack Abramoff. The actual amount is $11,000, and the money is going to charity. Second, in our piece about the band Acreville River, reporter Netta Ulaby said band member Jonathan Mayberg holds a doctorate in ornithology. She was given wrong information by the band's publicist. Mr. Mayberg is actually working toward his master's in geography. Regarding our trip to West Virginia to speak with a coal mining family, Art Wegweiser of Edinburgh, Pennsylvania writes, "As a professional geologist, I know a little more than many about mining, but have had relatively little real personal contact with the people who do the work and their families. Your conversations with these people brought moving insight to me and did a great service to many others who have had little understanding of the people that keep our lights on." A story by Claudio Sanchez on the No Child Left Behind Act prompted a number of letters, including this one from Sharon Bernkrant of Syracuse, New York. "I am the principal of an elementary school that is 40% international and 17% special education. This week, we will be administering the English language arts tests to students in grades 3, 4, and 5. The stress exhibited by our students and staff is unbelievable. Non-native English speakers are expected to meet high standards in English reading and writing after only 3 years in American schools, if they are in the testing grades. They never are exempt from math, science, or social studies, even if they arrive in America the day before the test. We give these children extra instruction, extra love, but we aren't allowed to give them extra years of learning before they are thrown into the testing. No amount of funding will make the starving child from Darfur able to identify the impact of the Erie Canal the day he arrives. I wish our government officials would be asked to show the same level of achievement in another country, in another language, after the same amount of time or with the same disability modifications." Finally, thanks for all your complimentary letters about our history of the tune Miser Lou. We imagine many of you were playing air guitar along with Dick Dale. We know we were. Write to us. Just go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link.